So, like, I've considered myself a lady, but I've never really been much of a girl. When I was six, I actually cut my own hair off into a mullet. I know, like, it's hard to say out loud with a straight face, but I assure you it's actually true. And my mother, she's really lovely and she's really supportive, but she's like on the polar opposite end of the gender expression spectrum for me. Like you've heard of women who can't leave the house without makeup. My mother can't leave bed without makeup. I'm not kidding when I tell you that I have gone for years of my life at a time without seeing my mother's unpainted face. Wow. Right? I mean, hey, like, if that's your thing, that's great. I support it. I love my mom. She's great. I tell her all the time that, you know, despite her differences, I still love her a lot. Yeah, it's true. But anyway, you can imagine that we had like quite a bit of tension to find a point that we could kind of meet in the middle on. And by the way, Eli, wherever you may be,
she
all right, well, fine. Eli killed it. Good job. So anyhow, after like a bazillion D fights about me not wanting to wear some dress to something and her insisting that I should because it's the right thing to do, fast forward like a bunch of years into adulthood and I'm up for like a pretty big promotion at the startup that I worked for at the time. And not really knowing what to do. I mean, you gotta dress for the job you want, not the job you have, right? So, like, I just kind of had my mother's really darling but very gendered voice rolling around in my head. And so I did the only logical thing I could think of to do. I went out and bought, like, 15,000 bags of girl clothes and girl shoes. I mean, can you imagine me in polka dots and ruffles? It's okay, you can laugh. It's okay. I laugh about it. It was ridiculous. Anyhow, so I got the part. I got the job. That was great. But I lost my dignity. I went to work, and I didn't feel like myself. I felt weird. I felt like I wasn't being true to my own kind of spirit. And, like, I just wasn't even really doing good work to begin with. It's lame, right? So it's like, really exhausting to live in the shadow of society's vision of what they think I should look like, right? So before too long, I just couldn't bear it anymore, and I went back to being myself. I wore the clothing that I felt best represented me and would help me be the most effective and productive at work. I mean, I was just there to do good work. That's really all I wanted. That decision to go back to being myself, to being regular old Claire, set me back years in my career. I know, sad, but I'm sure I'll find another joke before we finish. Hey, I've worked for a lot of wrong companies then. You'd be surprised. Yes. Yes, exactly. So anyhow, I'm in marketing. It's a competitive field, but I cannot tell you how many opportunities I've been passed over for it, despite being like actually far more capable than my more relatable cisgendered peers. The short version of that story is that I've pretty much had to work twice as hard to get half as far. Today, I heard that sigh. It's okay. I'm happy to tell you that I'm a director of marketing now. Thank you. Thank you. But, sorry, there is a but. It took me 11 years to get there. It took me 11 years of going through company after company and getting treated like shit time and time again. Because of the way that I looked and because of how I presented myself when, again, I was just trying to do good work. And honestly, you know, I've worked hard to get to the point that I'm at, but I actually probably only got the job in the first place because I had referred like a mountain of business to this company before they ever hired me. And to be honest, I actually am only making about half of my market value, which is fine. I mean, I'm certainly not complaining. I'm doing fine, but regardless, it's something. If I had to do it all again, though, I wouldn't change a thing. Living with half of what I'm worth is the smallest price I can think to pay for being the best possible version of myself. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. And listen, yes, I mean, clap for yourselves. Like, every time that you're out there doing your thing, like, do that thing 100%. I'll end with this though. Why should we have to sacrifice anything at all? Right. Thank you.